sodden pubs. He dreams of the sky, the deep blue sky, and he sees birds wheeling above, and there he is with a glass, a cold glass and a chair, and he sits quietly, just sitting. He is sitting now, but there is no sky, only rain, and the light spilling out of a pub doorway. He sits quietly. He has learnt to do that in the many nights he has sat outside waiting. This time, he is waiting for a man to emerge, and then he will follow him. And then he will watch him go to his hotel, and then he will turn his car around and go to bed. He is good at this, he tells himself, the waiting. As if he has a skill, the skill of sitting alone and not moving. He doesn't scroll through his phone. He just sits. It is nearly 11, and soon he knows that the man will stagger out of the door as he did last night and the night before, and sway on the side of the road while he waits for his taxi, and then he will force himself in the back, and they will be off. It is the last night he will do this, because tomorrow the man will go home. He will not want to go home, but anger has dealt with that.